Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, last night was emotional for Matt and certainly for Sydney and, you know, all of Matt's buddies. And, you know, Josh Bailey was there. Gal Clutterbuck was there. Wally Zerbiak got a free ticket out of me, so he was there. You know, it was just a great tribute to a great person. I'm so proud of him as his father-in-law, and I know that his parents were watching from Detroit, or Windsor, I should say. He's just such a class guy. 16 years, man. That's a monster career. Almost 1,000 games, I think 986 games maybe. Almost 1,000 games. We'll play one more. And it was just amazing watching the Capitals line up and shake his hand like they just had won a playoff series against them.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, we talk and, you know, make fun of the hockey when you talk too much about it. But there's one thing about that sport, I think, that stands above others is the respect amongst opponents.
It's the culture.
And you saw it with Ovechkin with the Islanders, and then they gave it back in a different way with Matt Martin and his long career last night. He was made the number one star. He got all the adulation. This is a guy, this is not someone who's breaking Gretzky's record. This is a guy who is just grinding throughout his entire career, physical, fighting, having the stars' backs, doing whatever it was for the team. And, you know, it's just getting to know him over the last number of years. It's just incredible with the career that he's had and the bruiser that he's been in the NHL. He's as gentle and nice a person as you'll ever meet. So I saw before the game, it was, and maybe Jerry will play it a little bit later, but, you know, one of the reporters asked him, he goes, do you think you're going to have a little bit more extra emotion? I know you're not totally an emotional guy. You think you're going to have some more extra emotion? And he says right away, he's like, yeah, I think I will. And that'll make Sydney happy because she's been telling me I'm not emotional enough. And then he starts talking. And as he's talking, he breaks down and he starts talking about the organization. And it's just, I mean, there's got to be, as sad as it is, it's a happy sadness that his career with the Islanders is most likely coming to an end.
When you say most likely, I believe it is coming to an end, although he hasn't officially announced anything. It's kind of like Cal Clutterbuck just floating around out there.
Well, the reason
are you done or you're not done? Same thing with Josh Bailey. What are you guys doing? Are you done or you're not done?
Well, the reason
I come play for the Wasps.
I know. And listen, I understand.
Always got a uniform for those guys.
I understand that it's over. It's just that he didn't say that yesterday. So I don't want to sit here and be like, yeah, I'm, you know, declaring his career over. It's just that he was like, I don't know what the future holds. We all know where this is going. And I'm sure that, you know, I saw some of the pictures from last night, you know, him with Sydney and the girls. And he's, you know, he was probably crying because he's going to have to be home with those twins. That's why I think he was crying. Wow. Like he'll go play anywhere. I think he'll play
for
the Saskatoon Sox if he can get out of the house. You know what I'm saying?
I told him that he and Sydney are going to be on the penalty kill for the next five or six years. They're going to be short two men. They're going to have to play zone defense against four maniacs. But you know, that's the best part of life, I guess. You know, and that's,
of course,
you know, so he's 35 years old. He's going to be 36 in May. He, like I said, he played, I think, 985 or 986 games. And the way he played is what people respect. I mean, he wasn't a goal scorer. Everybody knows that. He was just a in-your-face. And when they had him, Cal, and Casey at their top, they were the identity of the Islanders, and they always played against the other team's top line. And, you know, it was a pain in the ass. He used to tell me all the time, you know, and I knew a lot of things that were going on with him, whether he was injured or not. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, over the last 8 or 9 years that I've known him, I would probably tell you that there have been six injuries that he has played through that, and I've seen what these bruises look like.
Oh yeah,
and that's why you're emotional, because he's probably playing hockey since he was 4 years old, doesn't know anything other than hockey this time of year. Played in, I think, 82 or 83 playoff games for the Islanders, and really the pinnacle for me anyway, as being his father-in-law, was at Gunnar's wedding. And he couldn't make Gunnar's wedding because they were playing Tampa in the Eastern Conference Final.
That's right, yeah.
And they had a home game at the barn.
Yeah.
And there we are with with this cutout at the wedding. but what was really funny about this whole thing is that he had the game-winning goal that night.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, even though those of us that were wearing the Ranger jerseys at the wedding were like incredibly like happy for him and really like gave a loud cheer for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that is.
He almost had a goal last night. I bet $100 that he was going to be a goal scorer.
Oh, really?
And he was like, a plus, like, 2,400 or something.
I thought they might give him one. You know,
one of those things. Give him one.
I thought that the Capitals were like, let's just let one slide right by.
He almost had one. On a tip. But, it's been 16 years of hard grinding hockey, and he's everything that's right about hockey, the culture of hockey.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, so I'm sitting in this suite that we have, and mm-hmm. 16 people in there. And who comes walking in? Neil Smith, the former GM of the Rangers.
Of course, yeah.
And he brings in Mike Richter.
Oh, no. That's not the time for...
What do you mean?
It's not the time for Richter.
Well, I mean, so now I got to get back in my seat. It's Richter.
I know.
It's my guy right there.
Yeah, but I mean...
I wanted to pick him up and hug him.
Yeah, I understand. In all respect to Mike Richter, it's not, it's Matt Martin's last game. We can't be having this Ranger stuff going on.
Well, I got Neil Smith there, and we're reliving, all the different trades. Yeah, and I'm saying, why did you trade Amonte and Doug Waite? He goes, well, we had to win the cup that year. So I got into all of that stuff, too.
Of course you did. You're there one time to support an Islander, and then, of course, you're talking about the trades in the past and talking to Richter. I mean, for God's sake.
It's great. It's just great to see
him. Can you drop the Rangers for one day?
He looks great.
Richter?
Yeah, of course. He looks great, man.
I mean, and Messier,
I didn't realize how short he was. I forget how short he was, because he's not, it's probably 5'10", I think.
Well, I mean, a lot of those hockey guys are shorter than you think that they are.
Yeah, but all these goalies nowadays, maybe not Igor, but most of the goalies nowadays are like 6'2 and up.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was freakishly like quick as a cat.
Yeah.
Kind of like Igor is too. So that kind of made my night last night.
Having
to endure the whole Islander thing because, John Ledecky came over, great guy.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Peter Schwartz was in his suite.
Schwartz was in Ledecky's suite?
That's what I heard. That's what word got to me.
Definitely asked.
My man, Sean Landetta showed up last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
In your suite?
Well, I saw him walking around, so I said, come on in.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this was like a full-blown America's Guest spot for everybody last night, huh?
Well, it had to be. I mean, they were all there to see Matt and wish him well, and it was great.
What about John Franco? Did he get himself
I did not see John Franco.
Missed opportunity for John.
I thought he was going to be around, but no.
Was John Stark selling Kias outside?
No, he wasn't out there
yet. Okay, so that really wasn't that special of a night if those two guys weren't there.
Yeah, it's true.
They have to really put the stamp of approval on what a big night in New York sports is, Starks and Franco, if they are around. But, I mean, Landetta, Schwartz, and Wally.
Yeah.
That's like a...
And Richter.
And, well, yeah.
And Neil Smith.
But I was going to say... Bleach
butt.
All right, so... Landetta, Schwartz, Wally, Bleach Butt.
Yeah.
That right there is a Mount Rushmore leech spot. Is it not?
I invited Wally. I did. I didn't, you know, he didn't say anything to me. I said, hey, you want to see Matt's last game? You know, they play golf together and stuff like that. So. What? What are you talking about?
I was there during that conversation.
Oh, you were?
I was right there. And Wally implied that he would like to go. And then you said, would you, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, you going?
I love Wally.
Because you and Cal.
He's like my own personal ATM.
I love Wally too, but don't act as if he didn't know anything about it, because it was I watched this whole interaction. You know me, I don't miss a thing.
Yeah, I know.
I don't miss a thing. Yeah. And you and Cal were talking about the game, and you asked where he was going to be for Matt's last game,
right?
And then you said, "Well, I got the suite," and then Cal was like, "Well, I'll probably be in Ledecky's suite," and then Wally was like, "So what's going on?" He like popped his head up like a meerkat.
You know what?
And he's looking around, and then
he had FOMO.
Oh, did he?
Fear of missing out. Yeah, of course.
So yeah,
that's what happened.
But no, we love Wally. We love all those guys.
Yeah, all those guys.
Love
but
Matt
it was
and everything else.
It was emotional last night. But then again, you know, 16 years in the NHL, it's a long time.
Yeah, you didn't cry because
no,
that's
I was
not
sitting next to my daughter who was crying.
She was. Was it like a weeping?
You know, and she's so like,
she's emotional, pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hormones rushing through her body right now.
Well, of course. Yeah.
She's got two animals in there. They're going to be like their dad running into people head first.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait. They already got one daughter that's like that.
Just running around and running into
people. Oh, it's great. It's unbelievable. So she looks great. She feels great. She's about 6 weeks away.
Oh, my God.
And you can't really hug her because her stomach is out like 3 feet.
Yeah.
But her hair and her skin looks unbelievable.
Well, that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
You know, the women with the hormones and the pregnancy.
She's crying. You know, I'm like, all right, okay.
Well, what do you want her to do?
Well,
then?
You knew this was coming.
I mean, I would hope that she would cry.
I mean, they didn't cry when I retired.
Well, they didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
They had no idea like this.
They were 6-5. They knew exactly
Stop
what was going
it.
On.
They didn't know. Six and five?
I was driving him to Buckley Country Day. I turned around and I said, hey, guys, by the way, I'm retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And they started like hyperventilating.
Oh, hyperventilating, not crying.
Well, I mean, it led to crying.
Oh, but you just said they weren't crying.
Yeah, but then I told Gunnar, and I said, look, Gunn, this means I could play hockey with you now.
Oh, then okay.
And he goes, okay, great, this father-son, this Sunday, you're in. And I had to go out and buy skates and everything. That's how it all happened. I didn't have one of these, like, going-away parties. I didn't go back to Cincinnati and retire as a Bengal and all that crap.
Yeah.
So like Patrick Peterson went back to Arizona.
Yeah.
Like a lot of guys like to do contract. That stuff, yeah.
Well, they do it now. I don't think they did it back in your generation, did they? They didn't go back, sign a one-day contract, you retire a particular...
Yeah, I don't know. I just said I'm not coming back. I'm moving forward.
Yeah, but I mean, you knew it was going to be like this because how long... You know, I mean, Matt and the Islanders, and they're going to stay here, obviously, on Long Island. I mean... He's probably going to do something with the organization, I would imagine,
yeah, I don't
right?
know. You know what? He could actually do TV. You know, he's so good-looking, he could just keep the microphone in front of his face and not say anything.
Well,
all the female fans will tune in just for that.
Yeah, I mean, but, I mean...
Isn't shirtless.
Isn't Cal doing that now?
Yeah, he's doing that.
So, I mean, what is he going to... He's going to knock Cal out of there? He can't do that. Can't have all those guys
They got
on
like
TV
97
broadcast.
Guys all doing everything. You know, I have no idea. All I know is that... you know, he's highly respected within the organization, from John Ledecky to Lou Lamoriello to Patrick Waugh. And, you know, they'll figure something out, or he'll figure something out. And, you know, he's got his own foundation. He, you know, is very popular with his skating academy and all that other stuff, the kids' skating camp. So, hey, all that stuff is, you know, in the future. He's still a very young man.